Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of the blog post, Almost Fucking on Christmas Eve. It's fucking hectic behind the bar. Every drink comes with a second, because the regulars are feeling generous. And he, I, and a bunch of other staff are just lining them up. Landlady's insistence, we're allowed to drink on shift. And it's Christmas, so no one thinks about saving the money. We just say, ta, and line them up. Vodka and Cokes, have one yourself. Have six yourself. Slur cheers as you're pulling the next pint. When I rush round tables to collect glasses, Steve, a regular at the pub, skeezy and greasy and, quote, harmless, depending on who you talk to and how many pints he's had, Steve sneaks up behind me. He follows me around until I've got four, five glasses in each hand. Then as I turn to take them back to the bar, he grips me round the waist. Hard hands, insistent squeezes. Merry Christmas! He pokes out his fat, slimy tongue, and before it can touch my lips, she's there, the landlady. He stammers apologies and she hisses in his face, don't you fucking touch my stuff, you cunt. Yes, boss, he nods, cock retreating until it becomes an internal organ. No harm done? He asks me tentatively. Then he lines up another couple of drinks, one for me to apologise. By the end of the night, I'm spinning. Merry, wankered, whatever your preferred word is. I'm not fit to work right now, but it's Christmas, so when the landlady offers us a quick drink after closing, all the bar staff cheer for Baileys. After the Baileys, I stand up and walk around, establish whether or not I'm able to actually walk home, and the hot other bartender grins his cat-like grin at me. I'll walk you home, he offers, adding a playful, darling, just to hammer the message home. What he means is, I will fuck you in an alleyway. I sort of want to be fucked in an alleyway. That sounds like a good Christmas present. To have this skinny, milk-faced, cat-eyed barman slip a slim hand into my knickers and frig me against a wall. To feel the long, wiry muscles in his arms tense with effort as he hoisted me up and sat me on his cock, pushing my back against the wall for purchase as I wrapped my legs around his hips. Ah, that would be a good Christmas present to me. So he walked me home. I won't tell you his name, because you'll laugh. I nearly did. But it didn't matter. As he walked me home, we touched and kissed, and he did nearly all the things I wanted. Talking to me about what a dirty girl I was, pulling my hand across his body so he could press it into his crotch, fucking fingering me in a doorway while I wobbled, swayed, and tried to drink in the filthy, sweaty sambuca mixed with aftershave scent of him. I wanted his dick. Really, really, really wanted his dick. Had there been a quiet place on the way home, I'd have pulled my knickers to one side and just let him three-stroke fuck me right there. I wanted to feel whether his cock was as smooth as the skin on his stomach that I was running my fingers over, and eager to just lick. I had a vision of him pushing me to my knees, spitting on his hand, then working his dick so quickly I couldn't keep up with my lips, rubbing himself to completion in less than a minute, and spraying spunk, not onto my tits directly, but up, under the hem of my t-shirt, wet and sticky and hidden. I wanted to fuck, but it didn't happen that night. It couldn't. If there'd been a field or an alley or anywhere we could guarantee a few minutes undisturbed, if we'd managed to get a condom from the pub toilets before we left work, if we hadn't both been spectacularly drunk. But above all, it could only have happened if it weren't a special night. The one where all our families would be waiting for us to come home, rosy-cheeked and ready for innocent, wholesome fun. We could have fucked if it hadn't been Christmas. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn, and audio porn in which I do actually get to fuck partway through it, at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Or if you would like to support me and help me make more of it, you can support me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. And for those of you who've listened this far, I will tell you that I did eventually get to shag this guy. But if you've read my first book, he was the guy who you probably didn't think very well of by the time he left the scene. There's probably some more sexy stories I can tell about him, though, so I'll have a little think and see what else I can write up.